WMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Our box is full of fun when you call us at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
And before we do the top five highest priced accessories sold on eBay recently, I'd like to read an email we just got, Griff.
Okay.
From David in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes.
He's known on eBay as I'm Out on a Limb. Yes. And his question is, hi, Lee and Griff. Question. I want my user ID and store name to match for branding, but I may have messed up.
Uh-oh.
When I try to change my user ID to match the store name, it says it's not available. Should I have done it the other way around? Is it too late? Thanks for your help.
Well, no. The first thing you have to do is you have to search eBay using the advanced search by a seller and then check the user ID it is that you want to change to and make sure it isn't being used by someone else. If the user ID is being used by someone else, you're not going to be able to change to it. And what we have now is a situation where one seller has a user ID that is the same as your store name, perhaps. I don't know. But when I'm ever recommending that somebody rebrand their business on eBay, the first thing you do is you settle on one, two, three, or four or more choices in order of preference for the branding that you want for your business. This is the name you want to call your business. And then you search eBay for each one to make sure it's not being used by somebody currently. And if it isn't being used either as a user ID as a store name, then that's the one you should go with. I did this with Griffville. I found there was no store name Griffville. There was no user ID Griffville. So I changed my user ID very quickly, and then I changed my store name to Griffville, and now they all match.
So the first thing this person should do
is research.
That's it. So you think what I think what he's maybe trying to get at is I don't know what he's trying to get at.
What may have happened is he tried to change his username
right.
to something that is already being used.
Okay.
If it says it's not available, it's usually that it's being used. So the trick to what to do is to go to the search, the advanced search, click on the left-hand option for buy seller, and then make sure that the user ID that you hope to have for your very own isn't already being used by someone else, because if it is, it's not available.
Period.
Period.
And that's it.
That's it. End of story. That's all she wrote.
Okay, I hope.
The train left the station.
Yeah, I hope that you find it, David. Sounds like it may not be available.
I'm going to have to publish a little tutorial.
That would be a good idea.
I thank you.
Yeah, because I'm getting ready to do the same thing.
Someone wrote, I never knew Griff was such a glutton for punishment.
Ooh, nice. I like that one. Okay, so we're going to read the top five highest priced accessories.
Is that it?
Joe McFarlane in the eBay Stories
blog. All right, yeah, yeah. Right,
okay,
right.
He says, here we're featuring the top five high priced fashion accessories over $20,000 sold on eBay recently. So, Griff, why don't you do number five?
Number five is a vintage Cartier Tutti Frutti 18-carat gold tri-colored gemstone diamond earrings. And these brought a mere sum of $20,300.
And what did Joe say about it?
I have to admit, the thing that attracted me to this first item, aside from its gorgeous look, was the name. Tutti Frutti was always a favorite type of chewing gum growing up, but now I will forever remember it as these amazing tri-colored earrings, which I bought for myself to wear on my drag nights. The listing notes that the gems are emeralds, rubies, and sapphires, and aside from the very obvious diamonds, gorgeous and memorable.
Number four, authentic Hermes HAC32CM Birkin Matte Crocodile Rouge handbag.
That's a handbag, yeah.
$22,099.
Oh, that's cheap.
Everything's relative. No. As always, a lovely handbag makes our top items list, and as almost always, it is an Hermes. Handbags are to women as watches are to men. Mm. They're an accessory that defines the person, but which no one but the person or fashion-forward folks appreciate. Here at eBay Stories, we certainly do.
Number three was a 22.97-carat AAA golden yellow tanzanite gemstone. It sold for $24,999. Why buy a name brand item when you can buy the gemstone and make your own fashion accessory? At least that's my take on why someone would invest almost $25,000 in this item. For reference, the listing notes that the stone size is 18.65 millimeter by 15.22 millimeter by 11.96 millimeters. Yes, that would make quite a stunning centerpiece for a ring or a necklace. And I can see you wearing that, Lee, when you invite your friends over to play Mahjong.
Absolutely.
So you can push your tiles into the table.
Yes, but I think I'm selling my Aunt Lillian's Mahjong set on eBay soon.
Oh, that might go for
I got to figure out what it is.
Apparently, Mahjong's now big with hipsters.
It is. And you have to know whether it's bone or ivory or what, and how do you tell?
Well, you can't sell it as ivory on eBay.
I know.
In fact, now you can't sell ivory anywhere. Did you know that?
Oh, so, okay, I'm stuck with it then.
Yeah. Hmm. You could probably sell it on, like, a classified.
Because I wouldn't want an elephant to get hurt, but it's already been hurt.
Yeah, but so for a while there was an exemption for antique items, but apparently that's been halted too.
So number two is heavy 18-karat gold, breathtaking, 49.0-karat VS1G diamond cluster link bracelet, $27,100. And Joe says this piece speaks for itself. It's all that, in case you were wondering.
And number one was a Tiffany & Company Platinum Lucida Diamond Engagement Solitaire Ring. It was 1.77 carats. It's rated at D-VVS2. It sold for $39,500. Topping our list is a piece from Tiffany's. The listing description notes that it looks new and that it retails for over $75,000, giving it's an engagement ring. We won't divulge that this ring was a bargain at less than half the price. Less than half the price was still a bit out of my range. Sorry, honey.
We're going to have Joe on again. We haven't had Joe on for a long time. Exactly. Griff, we had a contact us email from Kat in Lindenhurst, New York, and she was calling about, remember the person who had the defect removed, but there was still something left?
Yeah.
Okay. She said, a note for this seller, this happened to me, and customer service removed the defect the next week on the Wednesday sweep. It may even disappear tonight, she said.
Oh, okay. Well, that's something. So I didn't know there was a Wednesday sweep.
Yeah, so that's...
A Wednesday sweep.
Well, these people know things that you don't know sometimes, don't they?
I don't know.
I think.
I have no idea.
Adam from Jerusalem, known on eBay as Shimara72014, S-H-M-A-R-Y-A. We have certainly done things with Adam before in Jerusalem, and he would like a listing dished.
Oh, really?
Are you ready to dish a listing?
Yes.
It is item number 2216 5979 9712.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
This is a... Oh, it looks like it's a classic toy. It's a yo-yo. It's a Squish Yo-Yo 1980. Squish Yo is the brand name. Squish Yo. And it's a yo-yo. 1980 Vintage Rare Cap Toys Incorporated. Looks good to me.
Free shipping.
Yep.
I don't know about these, so I don't know if $59.99 is a good price or not. Do you remember this? I don't remember this item. Maybe it's a Israel thing. I don't know. Do you remember this?
No, I don't think so.
Squish Yo?
Let's see if I can find any on the site beside this one.
$59.99. Buy it now. Make an offer. Free economy shipping. Shimara is a new seller.
Yep.
25 feedback, 100% positive. Trying to get a business going here.
So... I can't really comment on the value or the price because I can't find it anywhere else. So it may be very rare. It says it's from 1980s vintage. So one person's watching it, so someone's interested to see how it turns out. Photos are nice.
Free shipping.
Photos are great, by the way.
Yeah, good photos.
I like that black.
Some things look good against a black background.
Yeah.
I'm convinced now.
Yeah, that looks great. Mm-hmm. So photos are good. Description looks great. Very easy to read, this description. This is a vintage yo-yo from the 1980s. Item is in amazing condition. Well, okay, amazing. I'd be a little bit more detailed. And you are in the description, I think. It's out of the wrapper. It's marked as used. And I can see from the photos. Have great fun with a super cool vintage yo-yo. More about the squish yo-yo. Click here. Oh, let's see where this goes. It says here on this page.
Oh, it's in a museum.
The Museum of Play. Oh, it talks about the items. Yes, I see. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, and I know a little bit more about the item. And the description is good, too. It's really easy to read this mm-hmm. description. It's a good listing. I give it a, dare I say it?
5.0.
I'm giving it a 5.
Me, too.
Yep. You got
way
a 5,
to go.
Babe.
Hey.
You've earned it.
Very, very good.
Have a party.
You know, this is fun watching somebody who's just beginning to sell on eBay grow. Because I remember the first listing we dished.
Yes, I do too. Yeah. No, that's great.
This is really good. I'm very happy. Thank you for allowing us to dish your listing. It was a privilege.
It was. Well, this segment was brought to you by Bidon Fusion. We'll be back in a moment with our last segment of eBay Radio here on Ask Griffin Lee.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
Our Bidon Fusion team got together to find a solution for eBay sellers that would give them a great new product sourcing channel and help their business grow.
We could babysit their kids while they list.
What about cleaning out their garage?
We could have special sales each week offering inexpensive boxes full of mostly name brand items to sell on eBay.
That's good, but it's still not enough.
Each of these boxes could have an estimated retail value of $300 to $500.
That's good, but...
And we could offer $15 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA.
Bingo. Okay, let's take it to the boss.
The boss said yes to Bidon Fusion's weekly national box sale events. Go to BidonFusion.com. Register for free. If you bid on a box of goods to sell on eBay and you win the bid, Bidon Fusion delivers the box to your doorstep for just $15 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA. Bidon Fusion's weekly national box sales. Created with the eBay seller in mind. Register now at BidonFusion.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 314.
Nothing kills an eBay shopper's interest faster than tired, shop-worn merchandise. Cindy Sorley is known on eBay as top-rated seller Bubba Can Dance. She suggests looking at your listings and doing some spring cleaning.
You know, think that when we think about the spring release, I always think about spring cleaning, and I think it's really important to go in and take a look at your store, to take a look at your listings, to take a look at your categories and everything, and I think it's a good time to do it. And a lot of people say, oh, I'm so busy, I've got taxes. Make it a priority to do a few listings a week or a few listings when you can, because I've been trying to do it more and more, and I'm seeing more sales.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
Today's final segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
So tell, well, we're not taking calls right now because we're almost through with the show.
That's our last segment.
Yes, so I have the event calendar in front of me, and you got a big night tonight, Griff.
I'm doing, I'm Skyping into Bobby Miller's meetup group in the Villages in Florida.
It's called the Villages eBay Sellers Group Meetup. Mm-hmm. They're calling it an evening with Griff.
Well, I wouldn't say a whole evening.
And it's tonight at 6 o'clock, and the location is Belvedere Library, 325 Belvedere Boulevard, The Villages. Join your fellow sellers for Q&A with eBay's own Jim Griff Griffith via Skype. And after your name, they've got eBay Seller Advocacy, Community, and Education. That sounds pretty good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Also, today, from 6 to 8 p.m. in another part of the country, Raleigh, North Carolina, the Raleigh E-Commerce and eBay Sellers Meetup Group. They're going to talk about shipping, best practices, and using social media tonight. The location is Panera Bread, 6201 Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh, North Carolina. And then on Monday, the Westchester eBay and E-Commerce Sellers Inaugural Meetup Group. That must be very exciting. Especially for Jennifer C. Stevens, because she's the organizer.
Yeah.
It's from 1 to 2:30 p.m. on Monday at DeCiccio's Market Cafe, 17 Maple Avenue in Armonk, New York. And a couple more for the month. The Steel City eBay and E-Commerce Sellers Group Meetup is going to talk about spring cleaning, and that's our friend Tom Sutton. 6:30 to 9:30 on Friday, April 24th, Eaton Park Restaurant, 245 East Waterfront Drive, Homestead, Pennsylvania. That's coming up. And then on the 27th is the Dallas eBabes and Emails Meetup, 6 to 9 p.m., Casa Milagro, 1403 East Campbell Road, number 110, Richardson, Texas. And if you'd like to be on our event calendar, all you have to do is go to the archive site. You go to ebayradio.com. Click the big archives button. You'll see some tabs on the site you're taken to. That's our archive site. Click on Submit a Seller Event and fill it out and send it to us.
Cool.
We're happy to put it on the calendar. We have a lot of stuff on this website, Griff, under Seller Resources. We have a Tools and Services page. Seller Groups. We have every single eBay seller group in the United States of America, at least the ones that listen to eBay Radio and have let us know. We've got it on that listing. Of course, our seller events calendar. We've also got seller bookmarks. And what these are important links on eBay.com for you to go to.
Right.
We also have seller bookshelf.
You have everything.
Books and stuff. And then we've got a section with Lee's tips.
It's amazing.
So it's, I know, I don't know if eBay even knows the work we put into this. Do you know how we struggle and strive for this? We work hard on this.
We work hard for the money.
She worked so hard she died standing up. That's what's going to happen to me. What song is that?
Back's breaking low, digging holes to plant the seeds. The owner ate the cane and the workers ate the weeds. Put the schooling in the coal and the water in the cup. You work so hard. It's a Kate and McGarrigle, Kate and Anna McGarrigle song that was made famous by, don't tell me, Maria Muldaur.
Exactly. No. You got it, the whole thing right.
I love that album.
I do. Do you know what?
What?
It's my favorite album of all
time. Favorite,
times.
Huh?
That is a damn good album.
Back before the blues were blues, when the good old songs were new. Songs that may no longer please us. I'm going to say the rest of it.
Yeah, because it's just got a racist a, right. thing in it. Yeah. But I mean, it wasn't
meant
to. Song.
It wasn't meant, right, exactly.
Not back then, no.
Yeah.
It, you know.
Yeah.
And about Jesus was at the end of that line.
And about Jesus.
But right that now. Entire album by Maria Muldaur is just full of bluesy kind of stuff that she does so well.
I played a gig with her once.
What was she like, Griff?
Very sweet. Very nice.
You know, for a while, she stopped doing her pop stuff.
Yeah.
And started doing religious stuff. And then I guess she went back. I don't know.
The what was curious was they had the she, you know, this was 10 years or so after Midnight at the Oasis, But the nightclub, it was in Vermont, outside. They didn't have anything that said Maria Muldaur would be there. They just had a cutout of a camel.
Oh, you're kidding.
I thought that was funny.
Oh, that's funny. Well, she's got 809 results. You put Maria Muldaur in, and here's the album we're talking about. It's called Maria Muldaur.
Yeah.
Is what the album's called. They got one right here on eBay for $5.70. I guarantee you, if you're into blues and good singing, you're going to love this album.
And you can find it on the eBay.
One of my... Oh, I've got to learn this song with my ukulele. I love this song. Any old time? I used to have that. Song. In fact, I may still have that on my phone.
You may.
Yeah. That when people call me, that's what it plays. I love that song.
Any
so
old time.
Here's one for you. $3 bill. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, don't you make me high. Don't you feel my leg. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's an old, old blues song.
I know.
Very old blues song. But if you're interested in that kind of music, please pick up the album called Maria Muldaur.
On eBay.
A CD, new, $5.70. Buy it now.
Well, wow.
On eBay. That's pretty good price there.
That's very good, yes.
Yep. You and I have some of the same music taste. Some. I think you like more rock and roll than I do. I like the Stones, and I like some other people.
I go the Duke Ellington route.
He said,
if it sounds good, it is good.
Exactly.
And if you're selling good, that's good too. So thanks for tuning in for our show for the day.
We'll see you Tuesday.
We'll see you on Tuesday for eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
It's the 12th anniversary of eBay Radio, and we're celebrating with a 3-day party and conference at Bally's in Las Vegas, June 16th through the 18th, 2015. You'll learn the most up-to-date information on social selling, product sourcing, best business practices, and more. Our goal is to improve your success on eBay and learn about the changes happening in e-commerce. Register now at the early bird rate of $175 for all 3 information-packed days. Join us at ervegas.com. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it. You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says, shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.